أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أتى أمر الله فلا تستعجلوه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون صدق الله العظيم This is the first, the opening ayah of Surah An-Nahl. Surah An-Nahl is a Makki surah. That is, it was revealed to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the hijrah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An-Nahl refers to the bee, and the surah is also known as Surah An-Ni'am, which is the plural of the word ni'mah. In it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about His ni'mats in different ways, and all of this is to establish the tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through expressing to us the kindness of Allah upon us, and also the very great power of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and this refined manner in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala works through this qudrat, and how we receive these ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The surah begins, Ata Amrullah. The command of Allah ta'ala has come. Now during the nubuwat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially in Makkah Mukarrama, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will invite towards Allah Rabbul Izzat those that believe, those that accepted. They were the Sahaba of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but by and large there was rejection, and not a mere rejection. It was rejection with, on the one hand, persecution. It was rejection with a great deal of arrogance. And one part of this arrogance was that when the ayat of Akhirah, the verses of the day of Qiyamah were revealed, the verses of the Azab of Allah Ta'ala was revealed, then these Quraysh would arrogantly mock at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some of them would actually take it as just a mere threat, that this is just threatening us, that this azab of Allah is going to come, and but there is no azab of Allah that is going to come. And they would say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring this punishment, bring it now, let us deal with it sooner than later, let us deal with it now, and let us get over with this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response to that was Ata Amrullah Fala Tastajilu, that the Amr, the command of Allah Ta'ala has come, but do not hasten in seeking it. Nadr bin Harith was a great enemy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was a person that travelled the areas of Syria, ancient Syria, like the current day Syria, and those areas in which there were a great deal of Christians. And he used to sit and listen to what they would say in their scriptures about the people of the past. And when he would come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would come back to Makkah Mukarrama, and he would hear about the Quran, and he would find that this Quran is also speaking about the same incidents. Now instead of tying the two together and understanding that the source is one, the source is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he would say, in hadha illa asatirul awwaleen, that this is tales of the people of the past. There's nothing. It's just mere stories. And then when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed verses of Allah's azab, and then he would say, in kana hadha huwa al-haqq min indik, فَأَمْتِرَ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Some narrations indicate he went to Baytullah, and he put his chest against Baytullah, and he made this dua to Allah. He pursued and he asked Allah Ta'ala, if all of this is truth, the truth, then send down the rains of stones from the sky. So Allah Ta'ala says, all of this has already been done. In other words, Allah has His way insofar as particularly the Quraysh of Makkah and the leaders of Makkah, they had seen in a very short while Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrah, and in a very short while after hijrah they had seen what had happened to them in Badr, and then of course at the end of it there is always that qiyamah that is going to come. Subhana, glory be to Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of every blemish. Allah ta'ala is free of every fault, and there is absolutely no fault that can be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ta'ala amma yushrikun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is loftier than what they ascribe to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That a person can take this whole world, put this whole world and make an idol out of it, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the creator, everything else is the creation, and hence Allah ta'ala is higher and loftier than all of that. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdi, ashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam wa sallam wa sallam.